Jeff Spencer and I were just talking about an interesting topic. You were telling me about a situation you had at a shop recent. Maybe it wasn't recent, but something you experienced. Good evening, YouTube. Thanks for tuning in to the Profit Dig Radio Show, Construction Show. Yep, thanks for tuning in to Profit Dig. Right. Yeah. Jeff Spencer and I were just talking about an interesting topic. You were telling me about a situation you had at a shop recent. Maybe it wasn't recent, but something you experienced.
Yeah, and you know, I'm getting ready to build, hopefully soon, build a shop of my own, and just kind of wondering, what it will look like, as far as what information do I need to give to the power company as far as the demands I may have on my shop and what kind of power I need coming in. And furthermore, if I don't know, how do I find that information out?
Okay, yeah, it's a good question. So if you've got an idea in mind for your shop, I would say the best thing to do would be plan out your dream shop, right? And say, like, if I had the capabilities to do, whatever was in within my means in a certain period of time, assume you're going to buy all that equipment.
Right.
And you would build your shop with the intent to say, I need to be able to run all this at the same time. This way, whenever you tell the power company, like, how much additional consumption you're going to have in your building, that this is the max it'll ever be, right? And, you can give them an expectation of, like, what are you going to start at and what it's going to grow to. And they may want to recommend different stages in that. But if you give them that high end from day one, you might be able to prevent yourself some heartache in the future of, like, causing damage because you're pulling too much at one time, either to your equipment or to your, causing a fire, due to overheating.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say plan out all the different equipment you think you would want and then look up some particular brands. Most of the brands for shop equipment are going to have similar demands and they'll have data sheets. So like, I don't know, maybe one item might be like an air blower. You want to look for sawdust or something, right? Yeah. I don't know what your intent for the shop is, but you could look up and get specs for what one of these type of compressor systems might be.
Yeah.
And the documentation will tell you how many watts of power it requires to run that, right? And the same would be true for all your other equipment in that shop. Now, things that are basic, like lighting, you're not going to have a ton of lighting, and lighting doesn't pull a lot of demand, especially with LED lighting.
I won't try to go all LEDs when I do it,
Yeah, I mean, so, it's really going to be your big ticket equipment in there, like especially anything with a motor is going to pull a lot. So I would focus on that. And, like, for example, even like a HVAC unit, if you wanted it to be air conditioned.
Well, I thought about that. I may do like a little office type area or something, to might have a split unit or something like that in it.
Yeah. Yeah, and from one manufacturer to the next, I mean, they're going to be similar in their consumption, whether it's like a Rheem or, whatever your HVAC brand is, right? Like, it'll at least give you a ballpark so that you know, like, oh, well, I'm going to need a breaker box internal to the building that can support these circuits. And then on top of that, if I need to run additional power lines to this shop, which sounds like you might need to do, if they need to install an additional transformer or if they can go off the existing transformer that's feeding power to your house. And, it depends on, the needs of any particular community, but oftentimes you'll see, like, when you're driving down the road, you'll see a pole with a transformer bucket on the side of it. These smaller transformers might have one for every three or four houses, and depending on the size of your house, you may have one just for your house and the needs of your house. And if they can support adding this additional load on that existing transformer, well, they'll just run off of that. But otherwise, they'll have to come off the main line and put in a new transformer just specifically for that shop.
All right, let me ask you this. You know, like, I know, like, a lot of times most everything's going to be like a 110 or 120 voltage on your tools and plug-ins. Probably going to have a welder. It's going to be 220, so I know it's, you know, two breakers you're going to take up.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you do something like a big compressor and all of a sudden you got to have three phase?
Well, I mean, so three phase is just going to be, at least in terms of capacity, is going to be three single phases.
Right.
Right. So it's not really any more complicated than that, other than the way you're going to be getting the power. So when you look at single phase, for example, let's go back to math class for a second. When you think of power, or even just like voltage, current, everything's like some variation of a sine wave. It's a repeating pattern that is sinusoidal. The difference between a single phase versus a three phase is three phase power. If you take that same sinusoidal graph, each phase for that three phase is separated by an angle of 120 degrees. So over the course of any window for a single sinusoidal power waveform, you're going to have three overlapping waves, but they're not on top of each other. They're basically taking up a third each. And typically when you have three phase power, you want those to be like well designed to the point where they're always 120 degrees separated, especially if you have a motor or something like that, because the way the magnets are energized causes it to trigger.
Yeah.
But in your case, there are special installations you can get that where you say, okay, I'll bring in a two phase, but you can split that up into three separate phases and put in one piece of equipment. You might even have to do like a step up or a step down transformer.
Yeah.
To go from one single phase, step up to a three phase, depending on what the voltage is going to be. And depending on the size of the compressor, houses are typically 120 volts and you'll have a couple pieces of equipment that are 220 or 240.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, what you see in commercial a lot is three phase power,
right?
At least for the incoming mm-hmm. power for larger loads.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good information.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, FG.
No problem, buddy.
Guys, thank you all again. Check us out at ProfitDig.com. World's easiest job bidding and job costing application, in our opinion. And I think it is, look us up on YouTube, like, share, look us up on Facebook. We're pretty much on most all social media. Give us feedback. Let us know what you think. Ask us questions. We'll answer the best we can. If we don't know the answer, we'll try to find it. If we can't find it, we'll lie to you. So just let us know what you want us to look up and try to get y'all involved as much as we can. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Be sure and check us out next time. Thank y'all.